Ecology and the Continents. Good morning, students. Isn't this a beautiful day? Today, we are going to explore a map of the world. We've talked about the continents, and we've talked about the biomes. Now, let's put the two together. Let's get out our books and look at the map on page 17. The areas colored yellow are the driest areas of the world. In these areas, we have the desert biome. Rain seldom falls, and the ground is either rocky or sandy. Which continents have the largest deserts? Now, look at the dark green areas. These are the rainforests. Most rainforests are warm. When it comes to rainfall, they are the opposite of deserts. Rain falls heavily throughout the year in rainforests. Next, let's look at the light green areas. These are the temperate forests, both deciduous and coniferous. The deciduous forests have trees with wide leaves in the spring and summer, while the coniferous forests have small-leaved trees known as evergreens. Which continents have large temperate forest areas, and which continents have few of these areas? Of course, a lot of these areas have been turned into farmland since the ground is so rich. Around the map, you can see some light yellow areas. These are wetlands. They are much smaller than the other biomes. Wetlands are in swamps, near lakes, and at the mouths of rivers. These are very important areas for birds and other wildlife. Finally, let's find the grasslands. These are the light brown areas scattered across the continents. They aren't as dry as the deserts or as wet as the forests. They are rich areas that sustain a wide range of interesting animals. This map is more than just beautiful. It has colors that help us understand the variety and beauty of God's creation.